take your seats. I would like to welcome you to this first workshop of our Harinam retreat. I also want to greet my internet audience. Welcome. I think you know we are online each day at 11 o'clock for our first session, which ends at 1 o'clock, and then we see you all again on the internet at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Then we have half an hour pause, and then comes maybe the highlight of our day, the Leela Kirtan, which is something special. You have to see it. I won't explain it now. I think you all know that today's theme, under which this whole day is placed, is alignment. The word alignment, as I explained in the morning class, means to put things together at the proper place. When you have, for instance, a health which is aligned, you have exercise, food, and rest all at the proper place. And then when you have enough food, enough exercise, and enough rest, you are aligned and your health is there. You can see our devotee, he is sleeping at this moment. That means your life is not good aligned at the moment. You are too tired. You got up too early or couldn't sleep the whole night most properly, and now you are not aligned, and his attention will be supremely challenged today. Most probably it won't be possible. So health has to be aligned in our lives. That means everything has to be written it down. To put things in their correct or appropriate relative positions. And an example I would like to give again is the motor car. When it's aligned, you have the oil at one place, the wheels at another place, the gear at another place, and you can very swiftly and comfortably go. So I'm sorry for this somewhat mechanical explanation. To align ourselves for proper Harinam practice means we have to see that our body, our mind, and our hearts are at the proper place. And when this is there, then you can be sure that the Holy Name is likely to reveal itself. I have something to show you in a few minutes. I will teach you how to align the body. We will do a little yoga, not much, just a little. We will do some concentration techniques to concentrate our mind, and we will do something prayerful, and then we will put all this together in a guided experience and do an aligned kirtan. Are you for this? We will do this. So now we will first chant a little kirtan just to come here, and I think some devotees are still coming. Here I wish you, I wish to give a word of caution to our Midanga player. You're most probably young and very dynamic and have eaten a lot of chilies in your life. We will make very soft kirtans where the intensity will be inside of us, the intensity of concentration and opening our hearts to Krishna. Thank you very, very much. You are really applying yourself to the chanting. I really wish every one of you that you could sit here sometimes and hear the amount of sound vibration, but also the amount of Krishna consciousness, really, which comes when serious devotees sit together to really chant together and address Krishna together. It is wonderful. It's very powerful, and it moves the body and the heart. I would just like, in the beginning, to summarize the wisdom of the Japa retreats to you, for you. And then, afterwards, make a practice which will help you in your kirtan experience. When you do kirtan, you can always just do the three simple practices if you want, and if they come to mind, and if they are handy. And you will see, by bringing body, mind, and heart together, you create a vessel. A vessel is like a container in which ultimately the experience of Krishna consciousness can take place, where Krishna can pour his mercy in. See, we can never ever force Krishna by a technique or by some skills to make his divine appearance in our heart. He is always totally free to come and leave as he wishes. But what we can do is we can create a place where we can receive him. Like, if you want to have a guest, you should make a guest room ready and put all the unnecessary furniture out so that when he comes, there's place for him to come and stay. So in our Japa retreats, we have tried to teach this with a simple graph, and maybe I can request Nimai to come here. Would you be so kind to just be at the sort of corner there, sit down there, and yes. Where we have tried to create a model for the devotees. This has been first introduced by Burijan Prabhu in a slightly different way, not with so much color, and so on. May I ask you, can you see what is on this piece of paper a little higher? Good. Here you find a simple graph. Four walls, 1, 2, 3, 4. And in the center, Radha and Krishna. This reminds us a little bit of the temple in Sri Rangam. Has someone of you visited the temple of Sri Rangam, please? Some of you have. Gaurahari, you are from there? No, not there, but you have visited. You go through four gates until finally you arrive before the altar of Sri Ranganath, which usually is closed. and then you wait for the darshan to happen. So this is the idea of this. You also, in the Japa retreat, you learn to align the body and go through the gate of the body. Then you go through the mind. That's the second. And then you go to the heart.
And then you have done what you humanly can to prepare a space for the darshan. However, the ultimate revelation is totally dependent on Radha and Krishna. It's a little bit like when I remember when we were in Sri Rangam. I remember this very much. We rose up so inhumanly early, like 1 o'clock in the morning to stand in line, and we were there for the normal darshan time. I think it was 4:30. But the door, the last door, didn't open. And the people said, Ranganath has eaten a lot in the evening and is tired. So what they did then is they brought an elephant just to wake him up. And the elephant came and made his elephant noise. And then finally the door was open and a sleepy Ranganath gave his darshan to us. It was a festival day and there was a lot happening in the last day. So this is our analogy. Let us go through the gate of the body when we chant the holy name, the gate of the mind, and the gate of the heart. But ultimately, we have to wait for the divine revelation to happen. Yesterday, one devotee said, you said we should fix our intention, but then you said also we should be a receiver, not a passionate achiever. Isn't that contradictory? On one hand, you think what you are going to do at the Japa retreat, where you use a lot of human endeavor, and on the other hand, you just say, receive and be grateful, and you can't control anything anyways. So isn't that a contradiction? That is what the devotee asked. And I was very happy with the question, because this question points at the fundamentals of Vaishnava practice. Give your best and let Krishna do the rest. You endeavor to show that you are not, let me say, that it's not unimportant for you that Krishna shows his mercy, but ultimately you are open for the divine revelation. Thank you very much, Nimai. You could please draw it and put it here. So, what can you do with your body to chant in the proper way? Maybe we should just... Any idea?
Don't eat too much.
Don't eat too much so that you are not sleepy. Mm-hmm.
Sleep enough.
Pronounce the mantra clearly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes. This all comes from Prabhupada's teachings. You have... yes, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Having fresh air.
Do we have enough fresh air, by the way? No? We can... yes, anyone else? Regular exercise? Uh-huh. Listening to another devotee who chants purely, your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Sit properly, yes. Chant at a particular time, yes. That there's a certain magic if you do something at the always at the same time. It's really powerful. It's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Breathe deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be clean.
Yes, not tamasic atmosphere, but sattvic atmosphere. Yes.
Pray.
Mm-hmm. This is already with the heart, I would say.
But it is very important. You are a person of the heart, it seems. That is very important, to open our heart. Yes, we will come to it a little later.
To either stand or sit in an open posture.
Oh, open posture, yes, stand or sit. Yes.
Be aware that you talk to the name.
Yeah, I would say that's a thing of the mind and awareness and heart. It is very good, and it's not wrong. It's totally right. We are now trying to make like a system. We go through the first gate.
No tension in the body.
No tension in the body. Yeah, you're going now very yogically. How to do no tension, please, in the shoulder. If you can do, yes. Yes. Here with concentration, that already, here you put already the mind very much to work. Very interesting. You do be careful what you do during the day, because that will affect. Yes. I have been sometimes criticized by devotees who are very spiritual that why do you put so much emphasis and time on the physical dimensions of chanting? It's very clear, it's very simple, because Prabhupada, when I was chanting in the London temple, he looked at me with one of his eyes, you know, with laser beams, and he said, "Sit properly." And then my older brother, one day, he came to Amsterdam, and he sat like this before Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada just took his feet like this, looked at him and said, "Don't sit like this." So, later I have seen that the mind is so much influenced by the body that it's almost embarrassing. It's almost embarrassing. I want to tell you a little confession. When I had a time, just a few months back, I was still in a very bad physical situation. I'm a happy person. No one sees it so much, but I was really down. And my doctor, my health advisor, told me to go into the fitness studio. And I thought, I'd never go in the fitness studio. Not me, please. But actually, he told this to me 3 years ago, and I was very serious. I would never go. But because I felt so much the need to become healthy, I went into the fitness studio for 2 weeks. I drove everyone crazy in the fitness studio, because I would chant and I would create no movements, because it was a little boring for me. And so I would jump from the Geräte, what is it, the fitness, what are they called, these machines. And I would jump, "Not jumping, please, you will break your knees." No, I'm a kirtan man, no problem. and afterwards I noticed something which first, I must tell you very honestly, embarrassed me. I felt ashamed. What I could see is that after I had just moved the circulation a little bit in the body, I felt very, how do you say, very happy in a way, and very healthy. No one would get on my nerves any longer. I was tolerant, because there is a strange correlation between the body and the mind.
Just like there is a correlation between the mind and the body. People who are blocked in the mind usually get diseases and illnesses and so on. No? But it works the other way around also. And therefore, if you want to chant and you know be there, it's very important to sit properly. And I would just request, we will do a little exercise in a little while. Align your physical body. Do things at the proper time. Pronounce the mantra with your lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That the sound vibration is very clearly there. And then you will see it's much, much easier for you to go into the chanting. Would you like to try this? Can I request you to just do something very simple? Breathe in and start with your shoulder to open your shoulders, please. Just, you know, you can do this by taking your arms and rolling them back. And as you come down again, open your chest area, which will be necessary for good thing. Then as you breathe in, you can just imagine there is a line which pulls your head up. And try to move a little bit forward in the hip area. You imagine these are your legs here. This is where your body is. Just come a little bit forward. And then rest your hands on the knees. Now you should have a very stable position, and you are in a triangle, which allows the energy to stay within and not go somewhere. You will see when you break this position, then it will all go away. So I always do like this: start with the shoulders, then make a little, you know, almost like a lombardic situation where you just straight, but you have a little bend in it, and bring your thighs straight to the floor. Those who like more, there's a work by Bhaktivinoda Thakur who says Siddhasana is very good. Siddhasana means you just put the left foot first in the area where your private organs are situated, just like this, huh? And then put the right foot over it. Then you will be very straight. Huh? It will take a little exercise, but I can tell you, those who sit, if you want to sit and chant, for instance, the whole day, you have to learn this, or it's good to learn it. Okay, that's the physical body. I request you to take a few deep breaths. And now we can go to the next exercise, which is to bring the mind to the here and now. See, our mind is so much filled with hopes, with expectations, with memories of what was in the email yesterday, memories of phone calls, ideas which we have, where we still think we have to do something. And as a result, we just can never open our mind to what is happening when we sing the holy name.
our tongue goes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and our mind goes Hare email, Hare email, 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 email. You know that email from yesterday, the internet. You know, where this person said he doesn't like us because our breath is too acidic. It stays the whole night with us, the whole morning with us, and so on. So much information, so much hopes, so much desires. How will Krishna ever come into such a mind? So I would like to now do a little exercise with you so that we can just get free of the unnecessary things within the mind. And then we will chant a little, and you will see it's a different experience. One moment, I have... is Dirk here? Dirk, hol doch mal ganz kurz meine Thermosflasche. Hare Krishna. Die grüne. So I would just do a little exercise with you. We took this exercise from the inspiration to do something with breath from the third canto of the Bhagavatam, where Srila Prabhupada gives some beautiful purpose about purvaka and rechaka, that is the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath. It comes in the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev. And there he says, for mind control, breath control is very helpful. Ramachandra, are you comfortable standing like this? Is that all right for you? Or would you like to join us sitting? I'm just thinking, if you stand so long, all the blood will go into your feet. You're closing it?
Trying to open it.
Trying to open it. You are very kind to us. Does someone know how this works? Yes. I always get the most air in. It's very kind of the Vaishnavas. All right, so please stop looking around. No. Stop and start looking around. No. It's good. Yeah, because then it's good. Yes. But thank you very much. You are very kind. Just look around in the room, because for some time we will now meditate and go to a unique experience in consciousness. So you will just make yourself familiar with where you are. Thank you. No, I have something. Keep this one here. Then stretch yourself a little bit. And sit straight. Like I have told you, sit properly. Take a few deep breaths. We have supplied oxygen for you. And now, when you are ready, close your eyes, or if you feel a little... that you want to really take care that you are
and where you can just almost close the eyes. Now focus on your breathing. Just observe it. Don't try to force it. Just observe your breath as it is going in and out. We aim at a state of being totally alert and attentive, and telling our mind to do things which will relax it and make it free from the unnecessary mental noise. How does it feel for you to be aware of the breath going in and out? Slowly breathe in and out. If any thoughts should appear, allow them to pass by. If any feelings should appear, let them pass by. Imagine you are now like a mountain, and the thoughts and feelings are like clouds passing by. Breathe in and think, I'm breathing in and I know that I am breathing in. Whenever you breathe in, think, I'm breathing in, and I know that I'm breathing in. Breathe out and think, I'm breathing out now, and I know that I am breathing out. It's very simple. Concentrate your attention on breathing out, and that you know and watch how you are breathing out. Observe your lungs as you would observe a machine. You are the eternal witness, the soul. But you can observe your breathing, your body. That means you are different. Slowly bring your attention to the space of the heart and tell yourself, I am. How does it feel to be? Let go of all other thoughts. And tell yourself, I am eternal. You can never die. There will never be a time when you are not. How does that feel to you? as you continue to breathe, now think, I am eternal part and parcel of Krishna. How does this feel? Stay in this space, and from here, you are an eternal part of Krishna. Sing this kirtan which we sing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You will have to stay in this place. Huh? I am an eternal part of Krishna. And sing to him from this place. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare When you chant like this and you begin to see that you become restless again or not present to the chanting, then you can easily go through these two steps which we have mentioned and just quickly correct your posture. And it's not just a matter of posture. Immediately put your concentration again on this very simple meditation. I'm the eternal part of Krishna. And I'm calling now out to my Lord. At that time you will also see maybe that the unwanted guests who have lodged in your mind, I mean, these hopes, these thoughts, these disappointments, these wishes, and so on, who have momentarily been outside of you, will come back in your awareness. And at that time, you will not feel so well any longer. You will feel restless. You will think, should I leave the kirtan? Should I stay or should I leave? You know, you feel like that. Maybe I should do now something else, and there must be two more emails on my email account. Let me check quickly, you know, and so on. Why do you feel like that? You feel like that because, again, the hopes and the desires and the connectedness with the world has entered you and now begins to again tell you what you should do. The mind immediately wants to get back. Once you have put him out of the room, they will come back. Where I live, it's in the Gora Bhavan, and it's a rented house where previously Frida used to live. Who is Frida? Frida is the cat. And there is one place where I sit and think about the new things I have to write down and make notes. And this used to be Frida's place. And whenever the door is a little bit open, you know, Frida, shwoop, is there. Then she walks up the stairs and goes into the place, which is the inspiration place for writing. But then Frida occupies her place because it's her old place. So when you want to chant and you want to become mindful of Krishna, you will see that these old things which occupied your mind, desires, hopes in life, disappointments with life and all these things will at the first opportunity will come back again and take their seat again. This is my seat. What are you doing there? Just like Frida. Frida, you know, Frida is an ordinary mice hunting cat
And Frida is not always absolutely pure. She doesn't take a shower each morning and doesn't brush her teeth after eating the mice. When Gaurahari comes and sees Frida at the place, the inspiration place, he tries to shake Frida off, but Frida doesn't want to go. Frida will give him a protestful meow, and then Gaurahari just takes the seat, you know, it's like a chair, and turns it until Frida is hanging there. And Frida just doesn't want to let go. This is how your mind is. When you enter the kirtan, it stays, you know, it wants to go back. Once you have thrown the old things out. So therefore you might do again and again these simple things of being mindful. I'm not saying here that you should practice the same breathing or the same exercises. I request you to take the principles out of this, taking the principle out of it and then applying it for your case. Just check yourself when you feel restless. Check yourself. Am I aligned? Or has something come out of line? Yeah. I heard the word align comes from the French word, let me say it, I will most probably say it terribly, aligne. How do we say it in French? Anyone knows? Aligné, yes. In line, you know, something has gone out of line. It's in your kirtan experience, and then everything falls to pieces. It's almost like the spine should be in line, and then if one vertebrae gets out of line, then the whole structure falls down. Ping. aligné. Again, say. Aligné. Yes, it sounds a little more beautiful. Yes, aligné. Come into line, no, and just do this. Now, the most important thing which should go into line is obviously the heart. It's the heart where desires are born, and the heart is the place where desires disappear when you concentrate. It's the heart, or you could say the inner mind, you know. The mind has two layers. There is one external layer, almost like a football, you know, which has an external layer, and then there is an inside. So when we think of the reactive mind, we think of, you know, the outside layer, it does accept things and rejects things. But when we speak of the heart, it means more the core of the heart, the inner mind, where the feelings rest, not where the thoughts rest. It's a little bit deeper. And what could you do to put your heart into line? I think many of us are doing practices, and I would invite you to share these practices with us now. When you sit down and you feel you are so absent-minded, does this happen? You sit down in the morning and you just don't relate. What can you do to relate better?
Chant louder.
Is it working?
Yes.
I will watch you tomorrow. Is it affecting the heart when you chant louder? How do you feel when you chant louder? More connected, maybe?
No, vibration becomes stronger.
Yeah.
And it goes into the chest more.
Oh, yeah.
It relaxes more.
Thank you very much for sharing.
And also it goes more into the brain.
Yeah, this loud vibration seems to pervade everything, and then we are not all over the place any longer. We are with the vibration. Very... That's your experience. Wonderful. Jiva Goswami recommends this. You are very much in line. Yes. Yes.
We're
listening to one mantra that brings you more with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You read a prayer.
Is that working? Yes. Sit in front of a picture of Radha and Krishna and then relate, chant to the deities there. Mm-hmm. That is a matter of the heart, yeah? Yeah.
I sometimes apply intelligence, like I'm having some feeling, but it's not in alignment with what I know to be the truth.
Yeah, so you say, oh, come, you take it back, you know, your mind has gone like a dog into some sniffing some undesirable places, and then come back, and you, by the strength of intelligence, you pull the mind back. Wonderful. You chant slower to be more aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Aditi?
Sometimes I have to ask Krishna to help me focus and concentrate and understand what I'm doing.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I sometimes have to ask Krishna to help me because I alone am helpless like that. Yeah, wonderful. Yes, Mataji. You're more aware. Oh yeah, you're more aware of the mercy. Wonderful. These are all very, very helpful advices because they come from serious practitioners. I have made very good experiences which prayer which I will give you this evening. We have presented the prayer here. It's a prayer to Radha and Krishna. It says that anyone who regularly chants this prayer will for sure quickly attain the direct service of the divine couple in Vrindavan. And I would like to read it to you in English, this verse first, and then I would like to read it with you together. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please free me from the troubles born from children, friends and home. Please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. I will chant now one line and then you please chant after me. Samsara sagadanato, putra mitra grihakulat, goptaro me yuva meva, Prapanabhayabhanjano. Haben wir die Übersetzung auch? Gut. Mm-hmm. Then comes the next. O Shri Radha Krishna, today I place myself at your feet. You know, when I chant, I'm thinking, I'm coming now to you. I'm sitting not on your feet, but at your feet. And I place everything which I have, my body, my mind, also my prasadam, before you, either in this life or the next. So here is the Sanskrit. Yoham mamasti yat kinchit. Ihaloke paratra cha. Tat savam bhavato adya sadane shumaya pitam. Yes. And then there are other verses, but I will jump to the verse number 5. Sharanam vam prapanosmi. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, You are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me as sinner and offender in your service. Sharanam vam prapanosmi. Karuna nikarakaro. Prasadam kurutam dasya. Mayi doshte pararini. Then I go up with the voice. Sharanam vam prapanosmi. Karuna nikarakaro. Prasadam kurutam dasyam. Mayi doshte paradini. You are like two great oceans of mercy. Please say, O Shishi Radha Krishna. You are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me as sinner and an offender in your service. So this is a simple little workshop. We will now do one more exercise and then we will do sharing. I will ask you to form groups and talk about your realizations and what you got out of these informations. But before we do this, I wanted to comment to you. When you bring your body, your mind and your heart to the chanting, you will have a tremendous experience. Did you notice how you were singing this time? It was like in an ocean? Did you feel that oceanic power of the Holy Name? It was always there, but now you have just done a few little steps to open yourself. And that's why you could feel it. You cannot feel the Holy Name. You cannot feel Krishna consciousness if you close your heart. It just doesn't work. Or if you are on the mechanical automatic pilot, you do something but your mind is email, or information, or boop, Hare Krishna. Or whatever. It just doesn't work. Doesn't work. I would like to read to you a very interesting verse which talks of perfect alignment of body, mind and heart. It's from Rupa Goswami. Tundetandavaniratim vitanute. Tundavali laptaye. Oh, here it is. Repeat, please. Tundetandavaniratim vitanute. Tundavali laptaye. Kana kroda katam vini gatayate, kana rabudebhya spriham. Kana kroda katam vini gatayate, kana rabudebhya spriham. Chetat prangana sangini vijayate, savindriyanam kritim. Cheta prangana sangini vijayate savindiyanam kide no jane janito kiyad biamritai
Krishne divanatvayi. So Rupa Goswami is describing to us how his tongue and his mouth and his ears, you know, that's the body, are reacting to the holy name, and what happens in the garden of his heart. Can I read this to you? It's very beautiful. I just do not know out of how much nectar the two syllables of Krishna's name have been composed. Dancing madly on my tongue, these names awaken in me the desire to possess many mouths. As these names sprout up in my ears, they give me the hope that I may one day have millions of ears. That's only possible in the spiritual body. As these names enter into the garden of my heart, they overcome the activities of every one of my senses, leaving me inert. That's from Vidakta Madhava. My dear devotees, it's so simple. Our Kadambakanana Maharaj said this on Queen's Day. He said Krishna is everywhere, almost like radio waves and TV waves are everywhere. We just have to receive the waves, huh? Like radio and TV. So when you sit and do kirtan or nam, you know, you take the name, you chant, you should feel, let me put my antennas up so that I can receive Krishna. Let me put my body into the alignment. Let me serve with my body the holy name. Let me put my mind into alignment, and let me put my heart there. And if Krishna likes, he will be with you, and he will come to you. There are many, many other things which you could do. Here in my notes I have written down for you to make an exercise, one mantra for the mind, you know, to concentrate on one mantra. There are many things you could do, but I leave it entirely up to you. Actively do. I think you have heard this one mantra technique, and it is very powerful. It's very, very powerful. And I think I'm going to do it tomorrow with you. But for now, I really request all of you, try this and chant in alignment. You will see wonders happening in your life. Devotees who have done this simple technique, using body, mind and heart in the service of the holy name while they chant, have really noted how they became free from the constant chatter and constant, I call it, mind noise, you know. And have then given the holy name a chance to purify their heart, that it has become like a nice clean river, or the mantra has been like a nice clean river. It has purified their hearts completely, and they have cried tears of gratitude to the holy name. It really works. It's a simple method. It's a beginner's method. But it is amazing how powerful it is. Just remember this example. You can't invite Krishna in a heart which is already full. Just like when you have a guest and you have the guest room full of sofas and
TVs and old beds and chairs, everything. You know, in Amsterdam we spoke about the Leila room. It's one big crowded mess up there. How can someone come and stay in there? You will not feel well during the practice. You will feel, oh, when is this torture over? And so on. And that's not good to relate like this to the holy name. No? So I would like to sing one kirtan and then we will have sharing. Now I really request you. Nimaiji, yes, you have put it here. Thank you very much. Please keep this wisdom with you. No need to. You have seen it. Body, mind, and heart. Just as you do through the kirtan, bring your mind always back. Like Krishna says, yata yata nishchalati. Wherever the mind wanders due to its restless nature, just take it back. Bring it to the control. Huh? And you can do that very easily by meditating, I'm the eternal soul, I'm the eternal part and parcel of Krishna. So sit properly. You will now chant the holy name to address Krishna. Yes, Nimai? It's your relationship with Krishna now. Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Oh, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Oh!
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna, everyone please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Go, Premanandi, Hari 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 Go. I want to request now that you turn to a neighbor. Good to turn to someone you have not turned to before. reflect a little bit with your neighbor. Let me first of all, so have you found your neighbor? Who has not yet found a neighbor? So, what will we do now? What we will do now is we will reflect with our neighbor, and we will just go through what we have heard today, what impressed us, and we will discuss these new insight. You could almost describe a workshop to be like this. There are different techniques, different thoughts, different new perspectives which are presented, and you wish to go out of this workshop like someone who has filled his bag with groceries, with the different points. So you should see what is in your bag. In other words, what have you learned? What have you gotten? And share this with your neighbor. And your neighbor will maybe have a different application, a different idea. And in this way, by reflecting about what you have heard, there is a chance that this stays a little bit more with you. You can also, you can just go, okay, we started like this, then we did this, then this was difficult for me, how was it for you? And like this, reflect. Reflect, huh? Reflect is a little bit like when you have a mirror and you hold it before something, then that which was outside is now all of a sudden on the mirror. It's there. So by reflecting about a subject matter, you will collect a little bit in your mind
what you have heard, huh? And by talking about it. So please start now, and we will have about 7 minutes to do this, so please be very creative. Film. So, Hare Krishna, we are very good in time. You were an excellent group this morning. Really, I was really thinking, how will it go? How will it be with this group? But you were really participating, and I only wish everyone that you should sit here where I'm sitting and just hear how the devotees chant. It's really an overwhelming spiritual vibration. It's really like... I remember when we went with the Gauranga Bhajan group to Russia after, I think it's called Glasnost, huh? When the border was torn down, and gave one program in the Olympitska Hall. There were 33,000 people, and we went on the stage, a huge stage, like really very high, like this beam, huh? And we had been giving a tour through Kiev, Riga, and St. Petersburg. We had been there, and we were all in the news. Hare Krishna, the fastest spreading religion in the former Soviet Union. I remember this was the line. So, the night before the program, we had been in the TV, and we had said, we still have 5,000 seats free. Please come, and they all came. And I remember when we went on the stage, and we just the people wanted to meet the devotees who were there, and we said, Hare Krishna, and then Hare Krishna, and then, you know, our seekers were going like, it was such a strong vibration. It was really wonderful, and I never forget the concluding kirtan. We had between 30 and 40 people who fainted from excitement. They had to be carried out of the kirtan. It was really a back to Godhead kirtan. Bibi Govinda Swami was there, His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj, and many God brothers were there to just feel the vibration of the holy name. And when we were chanting today, obviously it was not so loud, you know, we are not as many people, but the intensity was there by just this very simple technique, which is basically just to bring yourself. And yourself means all the different dimensions of your personality to the holy name. Then there's a wonderful, ignition of Nam Kripa. So I thank you very much for participating in this session. Our next session will start at 4 o'clock. That means we have 3 hours now. However, we have a very nice, habit or a very nice arrangement after each session. That means from now up to 2 o'clock, there will be a kirtan here. I heard there is an extremely talented kirtan group now. Artful kirtans? Yes. And then 1 hour before the afternoon session, that means from 3 to 4 o'clock, there is another kirtan done here in the community hall. So if you would like to participate, I highly recommend it. But please, it's really I'm really sorry. I can imagine I get on someone's nerves with this. I really want to request you, take care of yourself in these pauses in terms of bodily maintenance, washing your clothes. Not that you have to wash your clothes after the evening session up to midnight and so on. Please arrange your time outside of these sessions wisely. Please take full responsibility for the time, and then you will have a wonderful experience. See, remember, it's not how fast you go, it's how long you go in life. Huh? We want each one of you to participate in the entire retreat with full benefit. So it's how long you go. So thank you very much. Oh yeah, yes, please remain seated. Our Dina Dayal will give... yes, please, please.
Whoever is interested in exercise, here is our yoga teacher, Eric Prabhu, please. And you can approach him and he will instruct you where to meet and then start. So please, Eric, if he has the yoga,
Yeah, we have this for those of you who are older and who feel when they sit too long, they go into the coffin. So you can do this before the lunch, Pashadam. Huh? So good. See you all again. Hare Krishna.